Hi, this is Robin, and with lesson number 6, I am upset because I see something that is not there. This is likely the point in time where many people stop studying A Course in Miracles because they read that sentence, I am upset because I see something that is not there, and they almost feel as though the Course is out of touch with reality. But actually what the Course is helping us to understand is that what we see with our eyes is not our true reality. And you know, that's really hard to accept at first because clearly every day we experience our experiences and we see them as our true reality, and they sure feel like reality when we have to respond to them, and especially when we feel the challenges and the complexities of our daily lives. But the Course is helping us to see that everything that we see and experience is an effect of our past thoughts. In other words, it's almost like we have a movie projector in our head, and that movie projector is playing all the time, and it's projecting a movie in front of us, and that shows up in the form of our lives. And what we can learn from A Course in Miracles is that we can take that movie reel that's playing in our heads, and we can actually ask for divine intervention. We can ask for the Holy Spirit. That's what the Course calls our higher form of intelligence. We can call upon the Holy Spirit and ask for that movie reel in our head to be healed, to be restored back to what is true and correct. Now, of course, the Course doesn't use the term movie reel. That's something from me. But as we go forward in lesson number 6, don't give up on this because it's leading you somewhere that you will be so glad that you went. Today, as we look at I am upset because I see something that is not there, let's just, for the moment, appreciate that what we see with our eyes is not showing us the whole picture. How about if we just for today allow into our minds the idea that we are not looking at everything? And we can ask our higher wisdom to show us the whole picture. And that might get us on to lesson number 7, which is a very good thing.